Luke 6 and verse 17. Now in the sixth chapter, we go from subject to subject. The Bible, the verses and the chapters in the Bible are not inspired. Did you hear that? The verses and the chapters in the Bible are not inspired. The Bible is inspired, but the verse breaks and the chapter breaks are not inspired. So we will have subjects going in and out here. Now, as we go through the Gospel of Luke, the sixth chapter talks about Jesus, the first part of it, through verses 1 through 5, is talking about Jesus healing on the Sabbath and doing great works on the Sabbath. Verses 6 through 11 is the same thing. Jesus heals on the Sabbath in a synagogue also. And then verses 12 through 17, where we were going, he talks about selecting the 12 apostles. And he selects those 12 apostles. And Sharon, what was the first gift placed in the church? The apostles. So was the church there?
Yeah.
The church was already in existence. Okay. Now, a woman asked me the other day, did the church begin before the Bible or after the Bible? And I had to explain to her that the Old Testament was all of the Bible that the church had when Jesus came and called the church out. And then from then on, during Christ's ministry, we have a historical recording by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of Christ's ministry. And then we have the New Testament being given to us by different prophets, Paul, Luke, Matthew, Mark, John, etc. And that's what we have here. Now, we're studying the life of Jesus. We are studying the life of Jesus. Verse number 17 is where we're going to start. Is Kai, Katabas, Met Alton, Este, Epi, Tupu, Podino, Kai, Oklos, Poulos, Matheton, Alto, Kai, Plathos, Polu, Tu, Lau, Apo, Pases, Tais, Udias, Kai, Jerusalem, Kai, Tais, Paraliu, Tyrone, Kai, Sidonas. Not only is Luke the longest chapter, the longest book, the longest gospel, but it has got long, long verses in it also. And having come down, Kata Bas, and that comes from Kata and Bino there, and having come down, nominative singular masculine, secondary participle, active. So in the participle we have what? A continuing thing, except here we have secondary, which is punctiliar action, but secondary is a little wider punctiliar than first aorist. Having come down with them, he stood upon the place level. He stood upon the place level. And that means level-footed, actually, that word piedone. A place level-footed. And then Kai Oklos. And how many people are in the Oklos? Do you remember?
5,000
plus. 5,000 people. And here we have Polus. So what does this Polus mean? There are probably 10,000 people. Now, if it was Okloe, it would be 10,000 to 20,000 or so. Crowd of much disciples. Remember I told you when we were at Valley Baptist Church, Valley Baptist Church had 10,000 people attending Valley Baptist Church. And I said, Jesus' group was bigger than this. And there we have it. He had a church bigger than Valley Baptist Church. Bigger than some of these mega churches. Much disciples of him, and a multitude much of people, of the laity. Look at the word lau there. That's where we get a word laity, the common man. From all of the Judea. Now, Judea is around Jerusalem, isn't it? The area there. This was Judah. The Remember, Benjamin and Judah, they stayed up in this area, up by Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, what does Jerusalem mean? Do you remember that name? Jerusalem, city of peace. What does Judea mean, or Judah?
Praise
Jehovah. And of the coastal country, look at that, Paraliu, around the coast of Tyre and Sidona. So we've got a lot of people here, don't we? And that's basically in Syria today, isn't it? Down that area. So people are coming all the way from the coastal range and are following Jesus. And how many people are there? Over 10,000 people. 10,000 church members and a whole. Now, in the church, you have people that are very close and very, what we might call, religious or faithful. And they're there at every service. And then we have people that just blunder in now and then. And there was a lot of blunderers in Jesus' church. But there were some very faithful ones. And, of course, some of the most faithful ones were what? The 12 apostles. And one of the apostles was a treasurer, wasn't he? And he was a thief. Now, our treasurer at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church is not a thief. She's a good one. Her name's not Judas or Judy either. 6:18 now. Hoi, Elthon, Akuse, Autu, Kai Iathene, Apoton Nuson. Auton Kai Hoi Eno Kluminoi. Apo Numaton. Akartharton. Ethera Puonto. It says, and the ones came to hear. The ones they came to hear him. And to be cured. Iathene. That means to be cured from all nuisances. What is a nuisance? You got a nuisance in your foot, don't you, Sharon? A little bit of arthritis? I got a nuisance every part of me. How about you, Marilyn? You got some nuisances? That word nosoon here, that's where we get a word nuisance. A nuisance. Something that annoys you. Now, there are some things that annoy people are very... I got cancer annoying me right now. And I got all kinds of busted up shoulders and knees and hips and ankles and whatever is worn out. I guess it just shouldn't have slowed down, maybe. They say a man's heart will only beat so many times in his life. Did you know that? Some people say a man's heart will only beat so many times. And if you run around and out and run and do all these gymnastics and things and keep your heart going real fast, I guess it'll beat up and wear out first, faster. And some people say, oh no, that'll make you stronger. We have all kinds of ideas. But Jesus was the healer of all things. These nuisances, these diseases of them, belonging to them, and the ones having constantly been tormented from spirits, unclean spirits. What is that? What is an unclean spirit? A demon. And they kept on being healed. Look at that. Third person plural, imperfect, indicative, active. They kept on being healed. And most of the people, these faith healers and everything else, the reason why you didn't get healed is because you didn't believe. They were being healed outside of themselves, weren't they? Where's the faith come from, by the way? God. His faith doesn't come from us. It comes from God. For in grace you're having been saved through faith, and then what? And that is not out of you. The faith didn't come out of you. Verse number 19 now. Kai pas ho oklos. Ek ezeton. Ezeton, that is. Hop taste. Auto. Hote, Dynamis, Par, see, Marilyn is reading that before I'm saying it. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to read Greek. We found out she's one quarter Greek. She's acclimated to her native language that she didn't know she was. Ex erketo. Kai. Iato. Pontos. I like to hear you people read before I do. That just thrills me. Because I know you're able to do it. Reading Greek. And everybody else says, it's all Greek to me, if they don't understand it. You guys are learning Greek. Girls, I should say. And all the, how many people? At least 5,000 people. And all the 5,000, at least, they kept on seeking. And look at this word. It comes from opto. That means to latch on to someone and to touch them. To latch on to someone and touch them. To touch him. Because, dynamis. Look at the word dynamis there. We get our word dynamite from that word. This is supernatural display of majestic powers. A supernatural display of majestic divine powers. These powers from him, they kept on, actually it's it, this power, it kept on automatically coming out of him. Look at that word, third person singular, imperfect, indicative, and middle voice. By what power did Jesus heal all that he healed? Sharon?
The Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit. All right. So the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, was that which performed all the miracles of Jesus. And the power of the Holy Spirit just was flowing from him like that water flowed from the rock in the wilderness. It kept on going out, and it kept on curing for itself. All. Everyone was being cured by this mighty power of the Holy Spirit. In Genesis 1:1, it says, read with me, Barashith bara Elohim et hashamayim v'et haaretz. And then it says, and that is, in one of the beginnings, God, he had created the heavens and the earth. And then verse 2 says what? We ha'aretz, hathya, tohu v'vohu, we hoshup el panei hamayim, we ruah elohim meripacheth el panei hamayim. And it says, and the earth she had become formless and void. And what else? And there was darkness over the faces of the deep. And then it says, Spirit God, the Holy Spirit, suffered over and mourned over the faces of the waters. And that's when the Holy Spirit began to reconstruct the earth and to put it back together. And the Holy Spirit here is healing the people. Jesus had emptied himself of his divine powers, didn't he? And the Holy Spirit worked through him. It didn't mean that he wasn't God. Okay, 6 and verse 20. Can we read this, girls? Kai, autos, eparos, tus, ophthalmos, autu, eis, tus, mathetes, autu, elegain, makrioi, hoi, tokoi, hote, himetera, esten, hei basilia tu theou. And he, having filled up the eyes, and he, having lifted up, the eyes, having lifted up, raised his eyes up, having raised up his eyes, unto the disciples, he looked at them, as I'm looking over my glasses to you girls tonight. The eyes of the, and he looked unto the disciples of him, and he kept on saying, blessed. Now he's going to curse and he's going to bless people. He's going to bless and he's going to curse. He said, blessed the ones, tokoi. What's that word tokoi there? Remember what that one means? That means destitute. Absolutely the poorest of the poor. The poorest of the poor. My wife used to talk about the poor Okies around here that live here on this ranch. Well, I took you over there and showed you where the poor Okies lived. These were the rich Okies. They had doors on their houses. They had windows on their houses. They had floors. I took her over there and showed her where that one poor old Indian Okie lived, in a shack with a dirt floor, with no windows and no door. That's the poorest of the poor. And my grandfather, I guess you would have called him the poorest of the poor, because his lungs were destroyed in World War I, and he could never work again. Yeah. The only thing he ever did was bootleg whiskey. That was all. Mm-hmm. And that was hard on him. He could hardly walk across the house without being out of breath. He died when he was only about 54, 55 years old, and you'd think he was 100. And he depended on my grandmother to cook his food and to take care of him. My grandmother went out in the fields and worked. They always said my grandfather was lazy until he died, and then they realized that he was really sick. Yeah. This a lazy Indian. No, he was a very ill Indian. And these people that are Potokois here, they are very ill. They cannot take care of themselves. They cannot move themselves around. Very poor. Very poor. The destitutes. I remember my grandfather, my grandmother would chauffeur him around. And the biggest fun he had, we'd go over there in East Bakersfield. And we'd go out there among them poor people. He'd see people walking down the road. And he'd get there, right there, and we drove a Model A. And he had great big hands, just big hands. And he'd get out there on the side of that, and he'd hit the side of that car door when he'd come right up to somebody, and they'd fall down. And he'd just laugh. It'd scare him, you know. He got a kick out of that. But he was very poor. Very poor. Very dry sense of humor, but when he'd hit the side of that door and somebody hit the ground out there, they thought they would just absolutely hit the ground. Scare him plumb to death. He'd hit that door and give out a war whoop, and boy, and then they'd laugh and he'd laugh. A little levity. Because yours is the poor people, because yours is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God belongs to you. To the poor. Poor in spirit. Poor in heart. The proud will not do that. You know, everything that happens to us in our life is not a mistake or whatever, you know. We go through good things. Some people, all they have is good things. The Lord decided, I guess, that I wasn't supposed to have all those good things, but go through life and the things that happen to you give you joy and sometimes misery. But they're there for a person to teach you, to keep you humble, to keep you on the straight and narrow, to remind you that you're saved by grace and grace alone. It's only God Himself that gives you every breath that you breathe at all. 6:21. Makarioi, hoi, henutos, nin, hote, karataste seste, makarioi, hoi, pleontes, nin, hote, geleste. Velocity. Now we have the word blessed. Happy. 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 Asher. The Hebrew name Asher means happy. This is the Greek equivalent of that. It means happy. Blessed. Blessed. God blessed you this week? Has God blessed you this week? Even so, when He throws your curve sometimes, does He still bless you anyway? Happy. The ones hungering. The ones that are hungry. Stomach hurts. Have you ever been so hungry that your stomach hurts? Just gnawing on itself. That's what that word means. Huh? After 2 or 3 hours. Okay. Hungering. Hunger pains. hungering, nominative singular, nominative plural masculine, present participle active, those that have gnawing hunger pains. Now, it says, now, need. Because they shall be caused to gorge themselves. Look at that word. That Greek word comes from kortazo. Kortasthesiste. Third person plural future indicative active. They shall be caused to just fill up and tank up. To just tank up. Marilyn was worried about me the other day. We broke. And we went to the coast. And I came down from Nevada, and I came in there to Arvin on fumes. But the gasoline over there is 20, 30 cents, 40 cents, 50 cents cheaper than other places. And I had driven from Bishop, California, to Fish Lake Valley, all over Fish Lake Valley, and then all the way down back to Bishop again, and all the way here, which was way over 400 miles, and that car just kept on going. That big car just kept on going. I got down there, and I think it was on fumes. And we went there the other day, and we had driven all the way over to the coast, all over Bakersfield first, then to the coast, and then came around all the way back and up to Tehachapi, and then back down to Arvin. And I coasted down the hill some. And when we got there to Arvin, how many miles did it say I could still go?
About 12.
About 12 more miles. I was on E. Well, sometimes we're on spiritual empty too, aren't we?
Oh, boy.
But God gives us the power to go on. And they shall be caused to be gorged, to just fill up. And it says, blessed, the ones, cliontes, the cliontes. Have you ever just wept and wept and wept and wept?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you did, Marilyn. Sharon, I've seen you cry and cry and cry. Things that are happening in people's lives that cause them to do much weeping. The ones weeping. Now, because you shall be caused to laugh. What is that word laughter in Hebrew? Remember what the word laughter in Hebrew is? Yitzik, yitzik, yitzik. Yelao, that's the word here, but the Hebrew is yitzik. All right. I'll go on over again now, verse 22. Makaroi, este, hotan, misesosin, himas, hoi, anthropoi, kai hotan, aphoriesoxen, himas, kai, onaideisoxen, kai ekbalusen, to onama, himon, hos, poneron, and neka, to you, to anthropu. And it said, blessed ye shall be when me say so sin. Have you ever, Sharon, you ever had anybody just hate you and just be miserable to you?
Yeah.
And you would be nice to them and they would be miserable and hateful to you? Marilyn? You ever have anybody that you just tried to please and everything else and they just were hated you anyway?
Yeah.
That's what it says here. This is the word. That miso there, that comes from misio, that means to hate. And many times it means to hate without a cause. That hate you, the ones men. And when they may, here we are, separate, that they may separate you, and they may reproach, they may insult, they may belittle. You ever been belittled?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You ever been run down constantly over and over and over again and just held under the thumb? And sometimes big bosses do that to you, don't they? Sometimes husbands do that to you. Sometimes wives do that to the husbands. that they may reproach and they may cast out the name of you as evil. Now look at this. Has anybody ever told you you were a terrible person, Marilyn? Evil person? That you ought to go to hell? That's the word poneron there. Poneron. Anybody ever say that you were evil, promiscuous, terrible, horrible person?
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. That's this, what it's talking about there. They will throw you out of the synagogues, along with their family names. They'll erase your name from the logbooks, from the synagogues, for the sake of the Son of Man. They're going to do this because you believe in Jesus. You all believe in Jesus. 6:23 now. Let's read this one. Karete in ikaine te himera. Kai skir te sate. Idu gar ho mistos. Himon polis ento orano tara ta alta. Gar epoi un tos prophetes hoi pateras autu. Here we have woes and we have blessings. Blessings and woes. You ever heard anybody bless you? Have you ever had anybody bless you? And people curse you. Yes. Curse you without a cause. You love them and they curse you. Karete, you rejoice. Second person plural. Second aorist, imperative passive. You are caused to rejoice in that, in the day, and now here we have the word sker tesate. That comes from sker tao. Now, Sharon, did you ever jump rope?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do hopscotch and things like that?
Yeah.
Marilyn, did you ever do that? Huh? Did you ever do that? That's what it means, to leap. They were so happy you jumped and leaped. You leap in joy, with great joy. And behold, for behold, the wages of you, much in heaven. The wages of you are much in heaven, according to the same that they continued to do to you, they did to the prophets and the fathers of them. Whatever happened to old Jeremiah and Isaiah? They were preaching, weren't they? But it cost them a lot, their lives even. I think it was Jeremiah that they took him and threw him in a cesspool up to his armpits. That pit that they threw him in was a cesspool. It was an outhouse. That's what it was. And then, Sharon, have you ever had one of your teeth broke off? And when you tried to breathe through your mouth, what happened? It hurt. Marilyn, you ever had that happen to you? Tooth break off and a little bit of air hurts? Well, Jeremiah was preaching. And they didn't like what he said. So they took him out there and they took a chisel. They took a hammer. And they held him down and broke his teeth off. So when he was preaching, it was going to hurt him good. It would hurt him. Misery, misery, misery. That people have done to God's people. Miserable things. 6:24. Plain ooh-ah. Say ooh-ah. Say it real loud. Ooh-ah. That is a word, an onomatopoeic word, and it's an interjection, an exclamation, and it means calamity. Woe. Himen. Tois. Plusiois. Hote apekete. Tain paraklesen. Himon. Now, Luke uses the big word for but. Here, strong adversative conjunction, that word is plain. Plain. Plain Uah. But woe to you all, the ones, plousios. What's plousios means? Lots of stuff. Rich. The rich people. How did they count riches back then? You remember, Sharon, how did they count riches?
I don't
know. It wasn't bank accounts. Clothes, jewelry. Women wore all of their jewelry. They were just covered with riches. And men wore their finest clothes out. And they were covered with riches. And woe to you, the ones rich, because ye have the comfort of you now. You have your comfort, you have your consolation right now. That kalio, that word parakalio there, that's it. You have your comforter right now. You're comforted by these things right now. And verse 6:25. Say it again. Now let's holler out real loud.
Ooh-ah!
Amen. Hoi em pep place minoi. Nin hote penasteste. Ooh-ah! Hoi galontes. Nin hote panthesete. Kai clasete. Woe to you, the ones having been filled up now. That little adverb of time right there, neen. Woe to those that are filled up right now, because ye shall hunger. Ye shall have hunger pains. I remember when I was young and poor. I'd go out into the fields with my grandma and my mother. And I would go out, and when I was real little, I would just be crawling around in the cotton fields on my knees, hands and knees. And then I would start picking cotton, because I was watching what my grandmother did, and I put cotton in a little sack. My grandmother finally sewed two cotton sacks together for me when I was about 2 years old, and I was picking cotton like everybody else. Not as much, of course. But we'd be out there in the fields. We'd start out about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, right at daylight. And we quit almost at dark because we couldn't see the pick anymore. And we'd go home. And being out there all day long, you know what we had to drink? Just water. We had a big gallon. Well, we had several gallon jugs. And we drank out of that gallon jug, and it was wrapped with burlap bags. And when I got home, I wanted to dive into those beans right then. But it would have made me sick. And I had to wait there with my stomach just gnawing, gnawing, gnawing. And my grandmother would build a fire in the old wood stove and get the beans boiling. She'd throw some baking soda in there. And she would look at a watch till they'd been boiling for 20 minutes because they were not safe to eat. And I'll tell you what, that 20 minutes was a long, long time because my stomach, and smelling those beans. But if we ate them before that, we'd get food poisoning. And sometimes we did anyway. These people are going to be hungering when they never experienced hunger before. Hell's going to be filled with hungry people. Hungry people. And thirsty people. Because ye shall hunger, and woe, calamity to the ones laughing. Now, because they shall mourn. And this means the ones laughing at the poor. Laughing at the underprivileged. And they shall lament. They shall be caused to weep. 26. How do we say this word, Sharon? Can you start that one out? Get all those glasses on. What's that word? 626.
I know, but it doesn't start.
It doesn't start exactly right.
Yeah, so I'm
okay, how about it, Marilyn? Ooh-ah! Ooh-ah! Hotan, himas, kalos, etoisen, pontes, hoi, anthropoi, kara, ta alta, gar epoiun, tois, pseudo-prophetes. Hoi. Pateras. Auto. Ua. Calamity. Whoa. That onomatopoeic word for misery. Toil. Calamity. Destruction. Destruction, when of you, well, they speak of you all, the men. This is the lost mankind. When lost mankind thinks you're just the greatest guy in the world, you probably aren't. According to the same things that they kept on doing, they just cheer them on. Cheer them on. I knew this very personally, a boy that grew up and he became a homosexual. And he would dress up like a woman. And he'd go out in these gay bars, so to speak, and he'd get up there and make ridicule of people that were following God. He'd ridicule them. He'd ridicule people that were Christians and their antagonism toward their wonderful race of people that they were. And the other ones out there of like kind would be cheering him on. Very, very, very happy. He was a great entertainer. I remember hearing people, comedians, get up and speak the most vulgar things. And people would cheer them on when they'd commit these most vulgar speech. That's what we're talking about here. According to the same things that they kept on doing. And then to the false prophets, the ones fathers of them. The false prophets, the one fathers of them. Now let's go back to 17, and we'll read up here. We're going to stop right here at 26, but let's go back and read from 17 to 26. From the Amplified Bible. And Jesus came down with them, and he took his stand on a level-footed place, remember? With a great crowd of his disciples and a vast throng of people from all over Jerusalem, that is Judea and Jerusalem, and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to listen to him and to be cured of their nuisances, of their diseases. Even those who were disturbed and troubled with demon spirits. And they were being healed also. Verse number 19. And all the multitude were seeking to touch him. For the healing power was all the while going forth from him. And how did we say that word? Automatically. The Spirit of God was dwelling in him and causing everyone that touched him to be healed. Because Jesus did what? He emptied himself of his divine powers when he came to this earth. And the Holy Spirit performed the miracles that he did in his life. Why did Jesus Christ empty himself of those divine powers? So he'd be like you. Yes, those were his messianic credentials, so that he would be like you. So he could be one of our kinsmen, our Goel. And he cured them all, that is, saving them from severe illnesses and calamities. Verse number 20, and solemnly lifting up his eyes on his disciples, he said, blessed and happy, with lifelong satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, apart from your outward condition, and to be envied, are you poor and lowly and afflicted, destitute of wealth, influence, position, and honors, for the kingdom of God belongs to you. Blessed and happy, with lifelong joy and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, apart from your outward condition, and to be envied are you that hunger and seek with eager desire now, for you shall be filled with completely satisfied, blessed, and happy with lifelong satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, apart from your outward condition. some of these people. Sharon, you always pray for the persecuted Christians. I'm going to tell you something. We're real lucky here. Nobody is coming in here with machine guns or sword to cut us up or shoot us down. We can study God's Word without fear. And it even goes out all over the world from here. And I know that it may be dangerous, but I'm preaching it. Preach it. Marilyn always tells me to wear a double, bulletproof vest. And to be envied are you who weep and sob now, for you shall laugh. He that has the last laugh has the what? The best laugh.
The best laugh.
Yeah. Blessed and happy with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation apart from your outward condition. To be envied are you when people despise, hate you, and when they exclude and excommunicate you as disreputable and reviled and denounce you and defame and cast you out and spurn your name, your family name, as evil, wicked, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and be glad at such a time, and exalt and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is rich and great and strong and intense and abundant in heaven. For even so their forefathers treated their prophets. The prophets. Verse number 24. But woe, alas for you rich, abounding in material resources, for you already are receiving your consolation, the solace and sense of strengthening and cheer that come with prosperity, from prosperity, and have taken and enjoyed your comfort in full, having nothing left to be awarded you. Have you ever wished that you could just have enough money to buy a hamburger if you wanted it? Put gasoline in your car? Have you ever wished that?
Yeah.
In the last 20 years, Marilyn, we have been struggling, haven't we?
Yeah.
20 years of struggle. And we keep praying and keep asking the Lord to keep us going. And He has, hasn't He? In spite of all of it. Woe to you, alas, for you are full now, completely filled and luxuriously gorged and saturated. But you shall hunger and suffer want. Woe to and alas for to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep and wail. Woe to you. You were everyone, when everyone speaks fairly and handsomely of you and praises you, for even so their forefathers did to the prophets. That's quite a story. Now we go into the ethics of the kingdom. The ethics of the kingdom, the next one. The ethics of the kingdom next. I want to give you an invitation if you're out there someplace. Maybe you are poor. Maybe you've suffered loss in your life. Sometimes we think we've lost it all, don't we? And then God just seems to heap more upon us than we ever had before, and even better many times. But I've seen people go through this life poor all of their lives and yet be rich in Christ. And you can be rich in Christ no matter where you are in this world. And I know people in the Muslim countries, in India, Pakistan, all over this world, they're in need and want. People that don't have enough food to eat. I had a church in the Philippines one time send me an offering of about $65. I was humbled by that. Those people are hungry down there. $65 would be like $6,500 here. That little church sent me an offering because I gave them spiritual food. Mm-hmm. I don't mind and sound like much, but I'm going to tell you something. I sent it back in goods to them. Mm-hmm. I sent them some material studies and everything, and boy, it costs a lot of money to send something down to the other side of the world. Now we put it on e-books so I can just send it without paying postage. They can get it, and they do.
Yeah.
Wherever they need it in the world, I try to feed them with God's Word. And Father, I want you to bless these people out there, the ones that are very poor. And if I know how that I can help them, if they need some of the study materials, let me know. And we'll try to get them to them. Father, we pray that you bless this word as it goes out, that it honors and glorifies you in every way. Forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus' name we pray.